He is our peace. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Amen. This is a prayer that I was taught as a child and still remember to this day. I can recall kneeling, bowing my head, clasping my hands, and praying to God. This children's prayer, taught to me by the wisdom of a loving parent who knew of the importance of instilling in me, as a child, prayer to God. The 12 disciples, too, had grown up in an environment and a society where prayer was normal, common, custom, and expected. They were used to hearing people pray, and perhaps even they themselves were praying men. But we can be sure that as they followed Jesus, looking, listening, learning, they had never heard anyone pray the way that Jesus prayed. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. If you were to ask someone the question, how do you picture Jesus? Some would say that they see him as a baby born in a manger. Others see him as a miracle worker, a healer and deliverer from various diseases and infirmities, or a teacher teaching and preaching to the multitudes. However, although we do not often picture it as such, Jesus was foremost a man of prayer. Luke especially emphasizes this in his gospel account. He tells us that Jesus prayed at his baptism, that he separated himself from the crowd and went away to pray. He was praying when he was transfigured. We are also told that he continued all night in prayer to God. We read of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then, of course, his prayers while hanging on the cross. One time, after he had finished praying, one of the disciples, so moved and so impressed by what he had heard, said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Jesus immediately answered and said, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.'" My prayers have matured from that elementary prayer that I learned as a child. I now know to pray in faith, that I can talk to God about anything. I have learned that prayer has the power to move mountains, and that I should pray in the name of Jesus. And there are more things that I have learned about prayer, but I am still like that disciple, and I echo his words, "Even now, Lord, teach us to pray." As we draw near to the end of 2020, we know this has been a difficult year, filled with various challenges on many levels. Now that we are nearing the close of this year, and by the grace of God, if we should live to see 2021, we choose to continue in prayer with thanksgiving, knowing that God is faithful and that he hears and answers prayer. He is our peace. This is Velma Sanders with God's Word Alive. This article was first published in the Omaha Star, December 23rd, 2020.